I Like My Men How I Like My Coffee, written and directed by James Stevenson. Proudly brought to you by Bamalan Productions, bringing new talent to your ears.
Can you do me a favour?
Huh? Oh yeah, sure. You want to change position?
No.
What then?
Can you get off your phone? It's kind of putting me off a bit. Like, I'm doing my best, but... you know.
What?
Well, look at it.
So what? It's not working, or...?
Not like this. Well, it is. Like, I'm hard. But I'm not hard. You get me?
You want me to grind on it or something? Mate, I'm not fussed. If you want to stop, I can just toss you off instead if you like.
No, it's cool. I'm enjoying this.
Really?
Yeah, man, totally.
You sure?
Yeah, why?
Well, because you flopped out about 5 minutes ago, and since then you've just been smacking it against my arse.
Shit. I'm sorry.
You've not done this before, have you?
No. It's just... I've just never... you know, with a... It's stupid. I shouldn't have come here. Look, you are super hot. At least I thought you were. Oh, God. No, I mean, you are. You really are. You are so hot. I just can't get, you know, when I really want to. Like, I really want to. I'm just second-guessing everything. Oh, I just want to forget all the shit inside my head and just fuck you. Like, in films or pornos. Get you in the shower, prison style, and just proper bang you.
Hey, hey, well, just chill. Yeah? I like you. You're cute. I didn't think it would be more than a fuck. No pressure. Yeah? Grindr never is. Also, definitely didn't think we'd end up having this convo at 2 a.m. I think you just need to be honest with yourself.
What do you mean?
Look. You can go around pretending you're a straight but curious dom top who isn't into camp guys or kissing, only masculine buff guys with big arms who likes to hit the gym hard with no strings attached. But you're still lying here in a stranger's house with your dick up, well, attempting to put your dick up into his business. Guess what?
What?
That is super fucking gay.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I am. You know.
What? Gay?
Yeah.
You can't even say it, can you?
Look, I didn't come here for a lecture.
And I didn't invite you around for a cosy late-night therapy session, but here we are.
So what if I don't know? It's not easy for some people.
You think coming out was easy for me? You don't know the half of it. My mum's family still won't look me in the eye at parties, but I always knew.
What do you want me to say?
Just be honest with yourself.
I don't know what that means.
Well, maybe you should have worked that out before you came here, because judging on that performance...
So why am I here? What am I doing with my life?
Beats me, man.
You sound like you've done this before.
I'm normally the designated advice giver for my mates. Straight relationships don't tend to have as much sexual and emotional repression, though.
God, this night's turned to shit. You know... I really want to just like you. It's just so hard.
Is it?
Yeah, of course it is.
No, I meant your dick. I was taking the piss.
Do you think this is funny? I'm trying to open up to you here.
This really isn't the time for it. Look, I'm not sorting out all of your fucked up issues. But if you're this confused... maybe you just need to take a step back from things and really think about what you want. I mean, take me right now. You message me saying, I'm hung, want to get pounded, and I ask myself, do I want that? And you know what? I did. So I messaged you back and agreed to meet. That was my decision, and I'm okay with that. Despite the fact you've not delivered on the good pounding, and since we're being honest, the hung part of your initial offer.
Ouch.
Well, when you said hung, that's what I was expecting. Not...
okay. Starting to get offended.
Good. Man up and start taking charge of what you want.
I don't know what I want.
Bullshit.
What?
Stop playing the pity game.
I'm not.
Exactly what someone playing the pity game would say.
You're unbelievable. I mean, where do you get off?
Clearly not having sex with you. Take my advice or leave it. You're the one who came here tonight to fuck a guy and you don't even think you're gay.
I'm just... confused.
Yeah, I know. You don't know who you are. Yeah, I bet the first thing that pops up on your YouTube history is RuPaul's fucking Drag Race Best Bits. Followed by, holy shit, Cher really is in Mamma Mia 2.
It's a good show.
It's gay, you big faggot.
Hey, you can't say that.
What? Faggot? Oops, I did it again. I trust you're enough of a faggot to get a Britney reference. Oh, shit. There I go again. Faggot, 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 faggot.
Stop it.
Oh, is the little faggot sensitive?
Stop!
Or what?
I'll...
Go on. What are you going to do?
Nothing.
Exactly. I'm not here for you to experiment with. I've spent too fucking long trying to figure out who I am not to have that messed around by some confused little closet case who is so in denial that he still thinks he's straight in this scenario. Now take your limp dick, put it back in your pants and get out.
Can we not just...
Don't mistake these words for kindness and actually think I care. I don't. I'm three Sambucas past the point where I even remember what you said your name was.
It's Sam.
See? I was going to go with Stephen.
Close.
Yeah, but no dice. Look, Sean...
Sam.
Whatever. I want to get married someday. You know, settle down with the right guy. Maybe have a couple of dogs because, you know, kids are just... Yeah. So I've got direction. Where are you going to be in 5 years? That was a rhetorical question. That's all you need to do. Ask yourself. And if you don't like the answer, do something to change it. Now, if you don't mind, got to be up early for work.
Oh. Yeah. Sure, sorry.
Do me a favour. Lock the door and post the key back through the letterbox.
Yeah, sure. Hey, look. Thank you for this. You're really great. I don't have anyone to talk about any of this stuff.
I can tell. But it's okay. I get it. It took my parents a while to understand it all too. I'm sorry for calling you a faggot.
It's cool. I'm sorry for being a massive prick.
And I'm sorry you don't have a massive prick.
Oh, fuck you.
That would have been nice. Now go. I'm tired.
Okay. Thanks. I really mean it.
Keys back through the letterbox. Don't forget.
Yeah, I won't.
Oh, and Sam?
Yeah?
It's Lee, by the way. And if you ever ask yourself that question and you like what you see, you know where I am.
Yeah. I'll see you around.
I Like My Men How I Like My Coffee. Written and directed by James Stevenson. Starring Nick Anselin as Lee and Sam Baxter as Sam.